Well, Mayor Ferguson joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Why are you championing this idea, then, of a congestion charge?
You're carrying on this BBC hype about the congestion charge. I'm not championing it. All I said to Robin yesterday is that, or a couple of days ago, I can't remember, I said that I am looking into it. I've asked an officer to do a feasibility study and come back to me with the alternatives. I'd be irresponsible not to do so. We've been judged to be one of the most congested cities in the UK. I think we're the most beautiful and glorious cities in the UK, and I want to make sure that we're even more glorious. And to do that, we've got to make quite sure that we free up our roads a bit.
Absolutely, perfectly sensible. Okay, yeah, you've asked your transport officers to look into it. You've looked at Milan. You've talked to Ken Livingston in London. You've said that it's a great, perhaps an idea for stopping the congestion. Where's the hype in that? We're just asking you, why are you championing the idea of a congestion charge and why you think it might work?
Look, Steve, I'm not championing the idea of congestion charge. I'm absolutely relaxed on it being aired, and it's really good. And I've had extraordinary. I mean, it says the business community is against it in the newspaper here. The business community is not against it, and the business community has actually looked at it in the past, had somebody over from Norway to discuss it, and I was tackled. I went to a business event yesterday morning, and people were saying to me, good on you. And so...
Well, the Federation of Small Businesses, Guy Kingston, why does the mayor feel he has to emulate London? Bristol's competitive advantage is it's cheaper than London, but with the congestion charge and residence parking, Bristol will become a lot more expensive.
Knee-jerk, uninformed reaction
You've just said the business world. This guy represents the Federation.
No, he doesn't. He represents one section of it. Knee-jerk, uninformed reaction by somebody who has not been prepared to listen.
Let me ask you one question.
And the motoring organisations. Of course they're knee-jerk.
They're all knee-jerk. The business, the road users, everybody's knee-jerk. Let me ask you one. Okay, you're not championing it then. Do you think that a congestion charge for Bristol would be a good idea?
I don't know yet.
Do you think it would? You've looked at Milan. You've looked at other cities.
Steve, I'm open to all ideas.